It's a yearly tradition. Chapters of the Alzheimer's Association, a group that offers services to families impacted by the disease, get on buses across the state and head to Albany for the day to advocate public dollars be used for Alzheimer's care, research, and awareness. From Buffalo, that's a trek that involves 11 hours on bus round trip.
The most important thing that you're going to take away from today is telling your story to the elected officials and why this disease needs to end and why we need that awareness campaign. Okay? It's the power of you guys. You are the only reason that we get things done here, okay? So please have fun, enjoy the day, and end alls, right?
That's Respite Services and Advocacy Director Lauren Ashburn, who is one of several team leaders making the trip. She leads a diverse group of volunteers made up of caretakers, widows, and even those suffering from the disease in its early stages.
The more and more advocacy work that we do and more people that are affected, the more and more people that are talking about it, the less the stigma. And that's the goal.
Volunteers are broken up into groups to target different politicians from across Western New York. Ashburn goes over with her group what the ask is this year, a $3 million public awareness campaign with the goal of getting people with the disease diagnosed earlier.
So what we'll do is we'll go into the meeting, I'll introduce everybody, I'll say, hey, have you ever heard of our association? Have you heard of Alzheimer's disease or dementia in general? Because you really want to make them connect with us and relate with us first. That's the biggest thing. Because if they've been impacted themselves, it's personal, right? It gets to them, and that's what makes them really connect with us. If they haven't been affected, how lucky are they?
Ashburn tells them you have to be quick and concise. They only get 10 to 15 minutes to make their pitch.
So if they ask about the specific costs, I don't want to get too much into that into the meeting today because I want to focus on the advocates and why you all are there.
One of the big points being made this year is New York becoming the first state in the nation to reach $5 billion in cost to Medicaid just on Alzheimer's alone. And those costs are expected to increase by about 24% by 2025. But it's more than the money for everybody on this bus. It's letting those in need know they are not alone.
People honestly consider Alzheimer's and dementia a normal part of aging, and it isn't. So that's really what the public awareness campaign is going to be focused on, that no, these memory loss changes that's happening is not normal, and there's resources out there that can help with that.
This is how every day is here, especially during the month of March, budget season.
After lunch and several cups of coffee, no time is wasted once they enter the Capitol. First up, Senator Ort's office. He happens to be in session when the group arrives, so they meet with one of his assistants. Ashburn says that's sometimes better because they take better notes.
I'd just like to start off the meeting just knowing, do you have a personal connection to Alzheimer's disease or dementia?
I don't know anyone.
You're lucky. You're lucky. I'm thankful I don't. Yeah.
Right.
There's over 400,000 New Yorkers that are living with Alzheimer's disease or another type of dementia right now.
Ashburn then asks everyone to introduce themselves and to share why they made the trip. There's a wife and daughter from Tonawanda whose husband and father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at the age of 59.
With the early detection, at least for my dad and with my mom and my dad, my dad's at the point now he's still verbal, he can communicate things, so they were able to get their power of attorney set up, and we even talked about like funeral arrangements and things like that, which I know it's dark, but it is something you can actually talk about and know what he wants while he's still able to talk about that.
Then there's former nurse practitioner Kathleen O'Brien, who is with the Rochester Group. She specialized in the diagnosis of management of dementia, and now has it.
Real dementia cannot be reversed or treated, really. It's incurable, and it's terminal. And so the real importance of early intervention is to get people on a track to getting better through support and everything else, as well as early treatment as we know it of the disease, as well as ruling out treatable forms of cognitive disorders.
Then there's George, a Town of Niagara resident who was diagnosed with the disease 3 years ago. He steps in to remind the assistant this money isn't for someone like him. He knows the disease is terminal. This is for future generations.
You know, it's going toward young folks like yourselves
Yeah. So this doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
When the baby boomers age out, we think we have a crisis right now.
Right.
It's going to become so much worse.
Right. I hope the best for all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for taking so much time.
Thank you again for the financial support in the past. Yes. We really, really appreciate that.
I'm sure we will continue to support you and your cause.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
After leaving Ort's office, they head to the chamber.
We are pulling an assemblyman off the floor of the assembly.
Okay.
Which way do I go?
It's going to be on the third floor, and it's going to be at that corner of the building.
Okay.
So the quickest way would be to take this elevator and go up, but the elevator often takes a while.
Ashburn goes over making sure everyone sticks together.
It's crazy down here in the chambers. It's insane. It's exciting, but it's loud. It's a little bit unorganized down there.
First to meet the group in the chambers is Assemblyman Angelo Morinello, who has been very supportive of their organization in the past.
My mother is going to be 97, and she's going through the forgetful stage, okay? I mean, she's healthy, she functions, but short term. Her 99-year-old sister is the same.
According to Ashburn, Morinello was the first to partner with their association in the Buffalo region. Morinello wants to continue raising awareness by continuing to hold public presentations on the disease. Last year, it was held at a senior center on Grand Island.
The biggest difficulty is caretakers not realizing the signs, early signs, and becoming frustrated with their family members, their parents, or even sometimes their siblings. So what we have come up with is the need to educate caregivers and family members. And then, so we're doing like 101, all right? But then we give them the resources to be able to learn more. And then if they need specific help, they've got the ability to call.
And this is a bipartisan issue. While Ort and Morinello are Republicans who have shown support in the past, Democrats like Assemblyman Sean Ryan have as well.
I myself don't have anyone in my family, knock on wood, who suffered from Alzheimer's or dementia, but it really helped when your group came and educated me to really the profound numbers of people struggling.
We're asking for $3 million for a public awareness campaign, $1.5 million from the Assembly and $1.5 million from the Senate.
I like the math.
Ryan credits the Alzheimer's Association for coming to Albany every year to inform lawmakers on the state of the disease.
Sorry,
Ian. I'm in. I happen to have all the money right here.
On the bus ride home, advocates are optimistic. They feel like there is progress being made, change is possible, and people are listening. For a terminal disease where hope is sometimes hard to come by, a community effort like this can act as a light in the dark. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.